All right. It's time to get our weekly visit a little earlier than usual with our buddy Adam Schefter.
I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Sonny.
All right.
I love it.
Without further ado, we welcome in Adam Schefter. He is presented, of course, as he is each and every week, by our friends from the Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers. Good morning, Adam. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, it's funny. Every week I call in, and every week I just forget that that's going to come on. Every week it kind of catches me by surprise here, and it shouldn't, but it does. And so it's just kind of funny and entertaining to hear that each week, and I just forget that it's about to come on. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. That's number one. Number two, who are we talking about not being sure if they're going to be here next year?
Oh, we were talking about Drew Locke and the potential, like what, like this audition for the rest of the year based upon the rest of this division, the quarterbacks that are in this division, that this is still a, in at least my mind, this is still a real proving ground rest of the season for Drew Locke. What do you think?
You know, I was going back and forth with a buddy of mine in Denver this week, and I said the Broncos have a major problem, a major problem. They're sitting there in the division, like I said, with Mahomes and Herbert. And Herbert's really good. He's really good. Have you done any of their games yet this year?
Yeah, he's phenomenal. I mean, his film is ridiculously good.
I mean, he is Mahomes-like in a way. And a little bit different, but not all that different. But honestly, that's the caliber of play that you're talking about. If you watch Mahomes early in his career, he wasn't significantly better than Justin Herbert has been. You know, I have Justin Herbert as the quarterback on both of my fantasy football teams. And last night I had Matthew Berry trying to trade for him from me. And I'm like, no, I'm not trading Justin Herbert. And the Chargers, I think, feel the same way. And we said before that when John Elway was playing quarterback for the Broncos for the 16, 17, 18 years that he did, from 83 through 98, the rest of the division was miserable. Like they were always trying to keep up with Denver. And now Denver has to try to keep up not just with Patrick Mahomes, but with Justin Herbert. And how old is Mahomes now? 25 and Herbert's probably 21, 22.
Right. Hey, Adam, so not only that, hey, real quick, Derek Carr is playing at a all-pro type of level.
He is, okay? And Derek Carr is a good quarterback. He is. And look, he could turn out to win the MVP of the league this year because he has played very well. But I don't look at him the same way that I look at Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mahomes and Herbert, for the next 12 to 15 years, if they're healthy, are going to shine. So what is Denver's, like, honestly, that's a terrible thing to have to face every year. Like it's a little discouraging, to be honest.
Well, here was,
because those guys are that good.
Yeah, here was my point, is even if you get significantly better at the quarterback position, and let's say Drew Locke over the next 6 weeks really improves, you are still, even with a dramatic improvement in the next 6 weeks, you are still the fourth best quarterback in your own division. And my question to you would be, how many fourth best quarterbacks in their division ever win their division?
That's a great point. I mean, you know, Drew Locke still is trying to prove that he can be the quarterback of this team. And sometimes you watch him and you think, yeah, he can be. And then other times you look at some of the passes, you know, and you say, I don't know. But again, it comes back to what we've talked about. If we're wondering this and debating this, take that out of it. Well, there's no question about Patrick Mahomes. There's no question about Justin Herbert. There's a little less of a question about Carr, but he's having a great year. So yes, this year, the Broncos have the fourth best quarterback situation in the league. And if Carr regresses next year, at best, Denver's going to have the third best quarterback next year. And at best, Denver looks like it'll have the third best quarterback or fourth best quarterback, not just this year's stink, but for years to come. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer the day before Thanksgiving. We have much to be thankful for. And the Broncos are, you know, have been a great, great franchise in that city for a long time and provided that city, a tremendous amount of thrills and excitement. But just the reality of it, Thanksgiving 2020, is they've got a problem with the quarterbacks in that division.
Oof. Okay. That is sobering.
Are we wrong?
No. But
that's not said as a shot or a criticism at Denver nor Drew Luck. That is a compliment to how good Patrick Mahomes is and how good Justin Herbert is. That's the problem.
Okay. All right. It's honesty, and it is the situation right now. You're right. You're right. I was looking for a little bit more good cheer right before Thanksgiving, but way to drop the hammer on us, Adam.
No. Stink was holding the hammer with me. You know, Mike, you're just quarterbacking.
I know.
You know,
we're
Stink and I are going back and forth here.
Right. You guys are the hammers. I'm just the nail. All right.
You know what? Your head is the giant watermelon, and Adam and I smashed it. So.
Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
You guys brought the sledgehammer.
And nobody smashes a watermelon quite like Stink. I'm just telling you.
Stink,
which game you got this week?
I've got Denver Saints.
Oh, that's nice. So you get to stay home?
Get to stay home. The crew is coming out Friday, man. We're ready to roll.
On Thanksgiving week, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. How good is that?
Do me a favor. When you have your conference with Sean Payton, right?
Uh-huh.
Just ask him about the quarterback decision and send him my regards, okay?
I will.
And watch the reaction you get.
Will it be kind of like Kevin Costner?
No. Oh. No, honestly, just do that, and it'll make for a good story.
Oh. Okay, great. I'm on it.
Make sure you do that, in all honesty.
I will.
It'll be enjoyable, okay?
Okay, good. I'm all over it. Yeah, Sean and I are tight, so I'll definitely throw that out there.
Yeah, just tell him, he and I had some nice conversations over the last week. Ask him about that, you'll see.
All right, Adam, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Guys, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. Appreciate having him. Thank you for having me on each week, and wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Adam Schefter, our NFL ESPN insider, joining us courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers.